episode 3286, In the Pursuit of Healthy Living.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a spectacular week. Can you believe it? It's already midweek, which means you get to think about healthy living. Really? Where are you on those New Year's resolutions anyway? In the pursuit of healthy living. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, why can't healthy living come easy? I mean, seriously, you've probably sat around going, why can't I lose weight, right? Why does it have to be so hard? Indeed, the journey to wellness seems riddled with more questions than answers. It just is not fair. But what if you shift your perspective in the pursuit of healthy living? You know, because those what ifs can get you every time. I've lived it many times. Oh, you know, if I would have just done this, the should haves, would haves, could haves. You think you've escaped the confrontation with overwhelming chaos. Nope. You're in the thick of it. You just are. And as much as you want to try to escape it, it's hard. And there's so much conflicting information out there on diet trends to the constant battle to find the time to exercise amidst, you know, your hectic schedule, the busyness, right? That badge of honor you wear so well. But it's no wonder that just maintaining a healthy routine feels like a chore. It's a battle. And it's not just any battle, it's an uphill battle. And so where are you in that? Like seriously, because I'm on the road still and we've had a family emergency. I'm not going to go into details, but it's one that shakes you at the core where you're like, life is precious. You're not promised tomorrow. You have this moment, the sound of my voice. That's the moment you're in right now. That's the moment you have. 2 hours from now, there's no guarantee. But for some reason, with stuff that really matters in life, we just kind of act like, yeah, I can do it tomorrow. But if you really think about it, tomorrow never comes because tomorrow becomes today. So where are you going to create your now? Where are you going to capture that moment that says, I need to make the right decision at this moment to really live out the person I want to be? But you get hung up, don't you? We do. All of us do. I don't even care if you're the healthiest person in the world, you still have a vice. You just do. It may be you exercise too much. You run too many miles a day. Okay? We all have our vices when it comes to healthy living. And obviously that definition is unique to each of us, right? We define what healthy living looks like. And that's great here in the US. You know, I don't know that it's a blessing, but we do have access to a lot of fun, tasty, boxed foods. But I'm here to tell you those processed foods, really, what good is it doing you? Does it serve a purpose in your life? Now, I get it. If you haven't noticed, you got the Super Bowl coming up soon, right? Oh, come on. You got to be excited about that. We don't know who's going to be playing, but it is coming up around the corner in a couple weeks. So I can see where you gather together and you're like, oh yeah, let's try this particular dip. All right, great. But what if you had that dip every single day? Do you think it'd really be healthy for you with the particular crackers that you use or the chips that you buy? Have you really looked and researched what's in the foods you're eating? Now, I'm throwing all of this out only to say you wonder why you're confused. You wonder why you can't succeed and get to the goals that you really want to get to when it comes to healthy living, because you're really running an uphill battle. And there's a lot of junk out there. And there's a lot of supplements out there. There's so many companies you can go and open up if you wanted to today. I mean, like total sidebar here. If you wanted to go and open up a supplement company today, you could do it. Now, yes, it takes a few things, and yeah, you're going to have to get customers, but could you open up your own supplement business. Of course you can. That's why we have like, I don't know how many. I haven't even Googled it. You Google it for me. We probably have hundreds of supplemental companies out there, whether it's vitamins or oils or shakes or you name it. We have so many different opportunities when it comes to fitness routines. I don't know how many people out there who are in the fitness area, and I'm one of them, where they don't have some, oh, hey, come and join my membership. Now, I'm not saying any of that is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that this adds the confusion of why you can't get to tomorrow when you're at today. Because you're thinking about, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. But what if that tomorrow doesn't come? Because you already know tomorrow becomes today. And so you can plan for it, but are you really going to do it? Well, as you know, I was traveling for a conference and now we're dealing with a family emergency. And so I'm still gone away from home. And I have been working very hard in 2023. I really started focusing on my health and wellness the way I know my body needs it. I'm going against the grain. That's just what I have to do. I've had lots of people kind of like look at me and scowl at me and say, but then they say, wow, but it's working. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's not following any particular diet. It's doing what my body needs. That's what it boils down to. And we'll have more information on that to come later. But that's not really what I want to focus on today. What I want to focus on is if you're always waiting for tomorrow, you will always be waiting. Think about that for a moment. What if right now at this moment, your life depended on what you ate yesterday? Do you think you would eat differently? You see, that was my realization. We have 5 children, 2 grandchildren now. Both of our daughters, one is married, one is dating seriously, and our boys still working on it. A lot of them are in school and they're working hard, which is wonderful. We love where they're at. But in all of that, there truly isn't a perfect time to start anything. There was not a perfect time for me to start this podcast 10 years ago. There was not a perfect time for me to start the TV channel and really start working on that. There was not. Literally, I just jumped. I just did it. And if I had to say, yeah, I had a few people push me. And they pushed me off the edge of glory in a positive way. But you see, where we get wrapped up is just trying to be in a position of this is the perfect time. And I'm here to tell you, there is no perfect time. That perfect time will never come because tomorrow never arrives. Tomorrow becomes today. So if you keep pushing it off saying, I'm going to do this tomorrow, good luck. Because you're going to have 10,000 other things that will come before it. So how do you capture the moment? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to capture the moment. Create your now. See what you need to see in this moment. Make the right decisions in this moment. Stop playing catch up all the time. Stop beating yourself up. Stop living out the excuses that get you nowhere. Capture the moment. Now, I know it's challenging because right now I could sit here and say, gosh, wouldn't it be nice just to kind of go on a sabbatical and do nothing but focus on me? Now, if you're in that position, go for it. I would love you to. I mean, that would be fabulous. But in reality, most of us out there do not have that capability or capacity to be able to do that. So you have to figure out how to do it now. So what does that look like? Number one, start small. Start now. Remember, tomorrow doesn't come because tomorrow becomes today. And often we find ourselves waiting for that perfect moment to begin that journey towards better health. You know, but waiting for the stars to align is only going to delay your progress. If I waited for the perfect time to happen to start losing weight, do you really think I'd be where I am now? No. In fact, I would still be sitting there waiting for the perfect time. Because my friend, there is no perfect time, period, end of story. And you can sit here and pretend that, yeah, but, you know, if I just wait another month, I love the excuse of this. I'll just wait till Monday. What is so spectacular about Monday? Seriously, most people dread Mondays. Going back to work, oh, I got to go back to work. Then why would you start something on a Monday? Why not be different? Start today. Oh, wait, better yet, start in the middle of the day today. It's the small steps that lead to big changes. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you have to take the step. You can't just sit here and go, oh, well, yeah, you know, maybe it'll work out for me. No, it starts today. The small step equals big step, which what? Takes you to a larger and bigger transformation. Number two, find your support system. You can't do this on your own, but I will tell you this, you may not be able to do it with family either. You got to find the people to hang out with. Maybe you need to join a membership group. Maybe when AIM opens, you need to come and join us. Healthy living doesn't mean having a rigid, strict lifestyle, right? You've got to find that point in your life of people that matter right now in this season that you're in. Be flexible. Seek out a fitness buddy. And it doesn't have to be in person. I mean, if you go to the gym and work out, great. But if you don't and you do things online, find somebody online. Join a community that shares the goal of achieving a healthy lifestyle to be your best selfie. Surround yourself with people that encourage you. If you have people who are those, I don't want to use the names of people like Debbie Downers and all that, it's just horrible. But if you've got people who sit there and ridicule what you're doing, you really think you should be hanging out with them, even in fun. Don't do it. Find a support system that is truly supporting you. And then finally, number three, embrace flexibility. That rigid, strict lifestyle doesn't lead to much. You got to give yourself that flexibility. I went to a conference. Guess what? I didn't alter what I was doing at all. I stayed right on point. Exactly what I needed. Now, what I didn't get was sleep. That was the only problem. But you know what? I'm working on that. And right now, dealing with what we're dealing with now, sleep isn't in the cards. I'm getting some, but not as much as I was about a week ago. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? This is a moment in time. And so you've got to have that flexibility, because if you do not, what you're doing now will not be long-term. It's just for right this moment. If you want to live a healthy lifestyle, you've got to look long-term, but you act now. I know there's a lot to digest there. But in the end, right, when you have a chaotic life, which we all do, we're all busy, you can achieve the healthy lifestyle you want if you're willing to embrace that chaos, if you're willing to say, you know what, it's not about perfect, it's about progress. It's maybe I eat more fruits and vegetables and less boxed food. Start there. Start drinking more water. Start walking more. Now, I know it's cold outside. I get it. But you can take small steps. The key is finding the gateway that extinguishes your excuses and elevates your why to live a life well lived. Are you willing to take that challenge? Are you truly willing to say, that's me, score. Now let's go enjoy some football, right? I mean, like, seriously, find that gateway, truly extinguish your excuses, and then elevate your why. Why do you really want to do this? I know why I do. I want to live another 50 to 60 years. I kid you not. I want to be able to chase my grandchildren. We were doing that just yesterday. My grandson took a nap and he said, Grandma, I want to chase you. And I said, after you're done taking a nap, when you wake up, we'll play chase. Well, I ran a lot, probably at least a half a mile in the house, going round and round and round in circles. And we had the time of our life. What is going to give you the time of your life? Think about it. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Goodbye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.